Hello, dear friends. This is Bishop Dr. Lawrence Mwamba with my wife, Tarina Mwamba, here in Dallas, Texas, the United States of America. Once again, back online on my podcast here to share with you the Word of God. You know, the thing that will build us up, apart from anything else, like the food we eat builds our bodies, the water we drink cleanses our system and gives us sustenance of life. The air we breathe, it makes us live because we breathe in the oxygen, which goes into our bloodstream and causes, food particles and whatever it is to be transmitted throughout our body. Then we give out carbon dioxide, which the trees take, plants, leaves, and all that, they grow. It's a cycle. But the point is, We breathe in the air to stay alive, and we drink water to keep us ourselves on top of the game. But the amazing thing is God, the Word of God, will sustain us spiritually until we get to heaven. You know, I was born again a long, long time ago, in 1977 on 7th August. A friend of mine who was a schoolmate of mine, Catherine Amonje, witnessed to me about Jesus. Actually, she didn't even mention Jesus. She just said, you know, every time she prays, God answers prayer. I'd never, ever heard a thing like that in my life. I said to her, "You mean to tell me you pray and God hears?" She said, "Yeah." She said, "I've got no problem." And I never met a person who said they had no problem, because I had a pile of problems. But then I surrendered my life to Jesus. After she left, I said I'll start going to church, Catherine. And then when I got to my apartment, where there were three bachelors of us, I went in my room by the dressing table. I knelt and prayed to receive Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior. In actual fact, I didn't know that I was receiving Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior, because when I went on my dressing table, I said to myself, "I'm going to write a letter to God." So I began in the letter. I said, "Oh God, if you are really there, hear me, hear my prayer." As I was writing on a jot pad, suddenly a power came and hit me from the back of my head, and I fell to the floor. And then I felt a hand go inside me and pull a black sheet. It came out of me with a swish, shop, and it was gone. After that thing happened, I was so light, man. I looked at myself. I was a musician. I played drums in the band we formed with my friends, Andrew, the Rainbow. Immediately, you know what? I looked at the records of Jimmy Cliff, Santana, Bresses, Jimi Hendrix, these Led Zeppelin, all this music we played, and I said, "Why did I play this music?" You see, when the power of God hits you, something happens to you in your spirit, man. So from that time up to today, friends, I've never been the same. Never. And I'll never leave God, and I'll never run away from God, and I'll never, ever put my back on God, no matter what. There is something in me that drags me towards the things of God. There's something in me that tells me you are a preacher. There's something in me that keeps telling me every time that I should pray, I should read the Word of God, and I should edify others and build them up in the most holy faith. So this is what I'm doing right now. I've got this podcast where I can share the Word of God with you. And with a little experience that I've had over the years, I believe that my enlightenment, my exegesis is a terminology which means bisecting the Word of God verse by verse. So my exegesis of the scriptures will help you to build you up in the most holy faith. You know, today something was going through my spirit. And what was going through my spirit was
G-R-A-C-E, grace. The Holy Spirit brought this word to me and said, grace, by grace. I said, oh, by grace are we saved through faith, which is not our own doing, but it's the gift of God, lest any man should boast. So I said to myself, even my being born again is by grace. But then, you know, one guy was talking about, you know, he was showing me from his phone. We were talking about how somebody wanted to borrow his phone to use it and call. And he thought maybe they had stolen his data, he was telling me. But then he said, you know, Larry, I check in the Lewis area, Louisville. He's got data. He goes through there. He checks what the events that are happening in the city. He referred to the police reports. And he showed me a list of people who break in cars, people who steal, people who do crazy stuff. He said, I'm abreast. I know what's going on in the city. Then I thought to myself, I said, all these things happening, it's the grace of God that has kept me and my wife away from all these dangers, you know. I was just thinking to myself, I said, there is the hand of God. You know, there are certain things we do not understand how they happen, but they do. Like the divine protection of God upon our lives. The grace that passes human understanding, keeping you in the faith no matter the battles you go through. So this is why I wanted to share the word of God with you today and go through the scriptures with you. It's a very simple scripture which is very famous, Hebrews and chapter number 11. I'll be reading verse by verse. I'm reading from the this my Living Bible. Not so much as a Living Bible, NKJV. Okay? My Bible is an NKJV, which means NKJV. Let me show you here. Containing the John print edition, Words of Christ Reference Bible. It's a Holy Bible, New King James Version, NKJV. New King James Version. That's the Bible I'm using. Now, when you read from Hebrews chapter 11, listen to the scriptures. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. The thing that sustains us in life is faith. Now here, the writer of the Hebrews, they say it's the Apostle Paul, is trying to give clarity. He's saying, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Now the question is, like somebody asked, when is faith? Faith is now. That's what the Hebrews 11:1 says. Now faith is. When is faith? Now. Faith is now. Now, faith is the substance of things up to. What is substance? Substance is something tangible. Substance is something that can sustain you. You see, if you are standing on a ladder, you are standing on some substance that is allowing you to ascend up or pick something up from your roof of the house or repair something by your house. It will sustain you. So, substance is the thing that gives reality to something that could otherwise be invisible. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. Hope is future. I've said this many times. Hope is future, but faith gives substance to that hope and brings it into the now. You see, you can hope to buy a house, but the power that brings the house from hope, which is future, into the now is your faith. And the Bible says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. How do you have faith? You have faith when you hear the word of God. It cometh to you. Faith cometh to you by hearing, and hearing the word of God. So like I'm preaching right now and I'm teaching faith. Your faith is being built up. He says, for by it the elders obtained a good report. Now, faith gives substance of the things we cannot see with our naked eye. You see? The evidence of things not seen. Things you don't see. My wife and I have been believing God for a house. It's not in the physical. We haven't seen it in the physical realm. But we are believing God for a miracle that it is going to come to pass. You understand me? So, here he says, by faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. Now, we are talking about the creation of the world. He says that by faith we understand. Understand means we have been taught. We have been told that this is the way it happened. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. What is to frame? To frame means to build or put in place. The worlds were put in place by the words that God spoke. Now, see, we are made in the image of God, and our image is spirit. For God is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. So in a similar way, the same way God operates in the spirit realms by speaking to bring things into existence, we have the similar spirit as well. We can speak forth and bring things into existence. That's why the book of Proverbs says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. What does that mean? What it means is the words you say are very powerful. They can either make or break your life, because the things you say from your words, the words you speak are so powerful that they will create things in the spirit realms. That's why it's not good saying I'm poor, I'm not going to end up to be anybody, I'm just a useless fella suffering in this world with poverty, I don't even have money, I'm so broke. When you talk like that all the time, you're digging a trap for yourself. You are burying yourself under the sand. Never, ever curse yourself by the words you speak. It's a Bishop Mwamba, I'm not cursing myself. No, when you talk about failure, when you talk about how things don't work for you, when you talk about how, you know, you're always lacking money, when you talk about those things and you repeat them, you are giving them space or planting them in the spirit world. And as you speak and plant them, they will demand that they germinate and grow. So the words you speak are like seeds. They will go forth and be planted, and they work to germinate and bring forth fruit. That's why the Bible says death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So this is very important, my friend. You must realize and know that the words you speak have power to create. So just like God created the heavens and the earth, since we are made in his image, we can also create our little world. You can call forth a house, call forth a car, call forth many things. And if you doubt not, that, you know, I think it was Mark who said, if you doubt not, you shall have whatsoever you ask for in prayer, or you shall have whatsoever you say. You shall say to this mountain, be thou moved and be cast into the sea. And if you do not doubt, God will grant you your request, and you shall have a miracle in your bosom. But then let's look at the scripture. It says, by faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained the witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and through it, he being dead, still speaks. You see that? This is Abel, who was the son of Adam. You understand? By faith, Abel, because he was following God, when it was time to give a sacrifice to God, Abel gave a good offering of an animal, while Cain gave God a sacrifice of vegetables or veggies. He despised the gifts of God and underrated the glory of the Lord by giving him vegetables. You see, when you're dealing with God, you must remember who he is, that God is sovereign. God, you know, sits in the heavens and is in charge of all that he has created, the solar system, the galaxies, the worlds beyond our human understanding have been created by God. So whenever you are sacrificing unto him, in fact, God looks for worship. When you worship God, that's the greatest sacrifice you can give. God likes it. And so it's important for us to know that when we are dealing with God, we should sacrifice of our time. We should give him the best. And because Abel gave God the best than Cain, the Bible says, by faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and through it, he being dead, still speaks. You see how the gifts of God work. You see how faith works. Faith, the things you do by faith, they'll be speaking from generation to generation. When you die or we go on to be with the Lord, the things we have done will still be declaring the glory of God. That's why in this world, don't just pass like a wind and then don't do nothing for the kingdom of God. See? By faith, Abel gave that. Verse 5. By faith, Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death and was not found because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Now, this is Enoch, mind you. He was a prophet of God. Enoch disappeared and was taken by God alive to heaven. He's the man, the only one we know of who went alive to heaven. Same as Elijah. Elijah went alive to heaven with a body of flesh and bone. He was captured by the Spirit and he went to heaven alive. And so this gives us this assurance that when we, as children of God, do sacrifice in this flesh the best we can to the building of the kingdom of God, God will not abandon us. See? God will make sure that we have good food, we have a good home, we have good things of life that we so desire. See, to have good things in life is not bad, because the good things you have will make life comfortable and you can live a longer life. See, if you don't have a nice, comfortable home and you have living in a pellet of a house, when a storm comes, you are wet. The whole house is blown away. It doesn't give God the glory, because the things that God does are not blown away. They stand the test of time and give testimony to the goodness of God. Amen. And so it says here, but verse 6, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So we know that by faith, faith speaks. Faith is the thing that will sustain us and bring us into glory. Here the Bible says, listen, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. God operates by faith. That means he operates by his word. So without faith, it is impossible to please God. If you don't have faith in what you say, in what you do, you're going to lose out, because the thing that builds our life, the thing that sustains us, is faith. And so we see, my friend, here The Bible says God rewards those who diligently seek after him. What is to diligently seek after? Every opportunity you have, you seek the face of God. You pray. You ask for his mercies. You ask for his direction. You ask for his wisdom. When you do that, my friend, you are diligently seeking him. Verse number 7. By faith, Noah, being divinely warned of the things not yet seen, moved with his godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness, which is according to faith. Now, Noah, God saw him as being a righteous man. God gave him a warning of what was going to happen. And guess what? Noah listened to God and began preparing an ark against the will of the people. And he started preparing an ark with the faith, believing beyond human imagination, that the God who he talks to, so does everybody talk to. The God who has blessed the United States and many others who live here, is the same God that is going to see him through. So you can see here that Noah had faith, even though he had not seen yet rain come down upon this earth and destroy it. He believed the word of God. Verse 8, by faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance. And he went out not knowing where he was going. Abraham got the word from the Lord to leave the heir of the Chaldees and go to a promised land that God was going to give it to him. Abraham obeyed God even though he had not seen the place where he was going. The Bible says it here. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance. And he went out not knowing where he was going. Not knowing. I don't know where I'm going in reality when I left Africa, came to the United States, my friends. I didn't know where I was going. I went to seminary in Massachusetts to do my master's degree in divinity. And I ran out of money to complete my degree. And they told me, when you get the money, come back. And so I was released from the college. But God's grace moved. I met Pastor Chibambo there in Virginia. I stayed with him for a while. Then I moved to New York, began preaching, evangelizing. I went to Florida to be with Pastor Green Peary. Then I came back to New York and I started preaching, crisscrossing all over New York. Then a friend I was with in Bible school called me to come to Dallas. I came and I preached in his church. Then God told me, this is your venue. This is where I want you to live. You see, I didn't know where I'm going. If you knew your future in totality with the details of it, then you are God. But none of us is God, my friend. We walk by faith and not by sight. Things will happen in life that will baffle you. Just keep on thanking God. We walk by faith and not by sight. And so these guys, because of their faith, they pleased God. The Bible says, by faith, he dwelt in the land of promise as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. By faith, Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed, and she bore a child when she was past the age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore, from one man, and him as good as dead, were born as many as the stars of the sky in multitude, innumerable as the sand which is by the seashore. These all died in faith. Friends, this is the faith we're talking about. You believe God for the things that God has shown you, which are invisible, but you believe that a miracle is going to happen and you're going to receive your inheritance. I challenge you today, friends, whatever you need, believe in God and start speaking it into existence. We speak our home into existence. We speak our businesses into existence. They have not materialized physically, but we know in the spirit they are there, and we call them out to come and manifest themselves. My friend, let me pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask for the grace of God to abound upon everybody who has been listening to my voice. That whatever they are believing you for, dear Lord, they're going to receive it. For you are a God of wonders and miracles. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Therefore, bless us as we believe you for miracles of tomorrow. Sustain us financially, materially, and to be in divine health. We honor your name and bless you, Master. In Jesus' name we pray, thanksgiving. As everybody agreed together with me and said, amen. Amen. God bless you. I'll talk to you again. My wife and I, Tarina, will talk to you again. Bye-bye. You know, my phone, sometimes I try to stop it. It plays a game.